Elizabeth Warren demands answers from Mr. Beast over crypto plans for his teen banking app. Senator Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to Beast Industries demanding detailed answers about its plans to integrate cryptocurrency and decentralized finance into STEP, the teen-focused banking app Mr. Beast acquired in February. The letter, addressed to Jimmy Donaldson and Beast Industries CEO Jeffrey Hausenbold, includes 11 questions and sets an April 3, 2026 deadline for responses. 7 million teen users, one crypto trademark STEP, is a mobile banking app designed for users aged 13 to 18. It lets teenagers manage money and build credit scores without standard banking fees. The app currently has over 7 million users. Beast Industries valued at $5.2 billion after a $200 million investment from Tom Lee's Bitmine Immersion Technologies, the largest corporate holder of Ether, acquired STEP in February 2026. The acquisition price was not disclosed. The timing is what drew Warren's attention. In October 2025, Beast Industries filed a trademark application for Mr. Beast Financial that listed services including cryptocurrency exchange platforms, decentralized crypto exchanges, cryptocurrency payment processing, consumer lending, investment management, insurance, and payment cards. The filing covers both centralized and decentralized exchange services. STEP had previously offered crypto investing. In 2022, it became the first U.S. platform to let teens purchase Bitcoin with parental consent, later expanding to over 50 digital assets, including NFTs. The company quietly shut down all crypto investing accounts in 2024. Warren's concern is that Beast Industries intends to bring crypto back. What Warren is actually asking? The 11 questions in the letter focus on several concrete areas. Consumer protection for minors. Warren asked what procedures Beast Industries has in place for users who lose funds through fraud, scams, or cybersecurity failures. Given that 39% of Mr. Beast's 471 million YouTube subscribers are aged 13 to 17, the scale of potential exposure is significant. Advertising and influence. Warren asked whether Beast Industries plans to create content encouraging minors to persuade their parents to let them invest in crypto. This is not hypothetical. STEP previously posted a persuasion script to YouTube coaching teens on how to convince parents to approve crypto purchases. Corporate governance. Warren flagged that Beast Industries reportedly lacks a general counsel and a formal misconduct reporting structure. She also referenced an insider trading incident involving a Beast employee in March 2026, though details on that incident remain sparse. Bank sponsor risk. STEP relies on Evolve Bank and Trust as its sponsor bank for FDIC insurance and card issuance. Evolve has had a rough stretch, a data breach in 2024, and ongoing litigation from the Synapse fintech platform shutdown, which left thousands of customers unable to access their funds. Warren is asking how Beast Industries plans to manage this dependency. The regulatory gap Mr. Beast is walking into the core issue is not whether Mr. Beast is allowed to buy a bank app. It is whether any existing regulator is equipped to evaluate what happens when a creator economy, banking as a service, youth finance, and crypto all converge in a single product. Elizabeth Gujral, a fintech regulatory expert, told American Banker that the question is whether the existing regulatory framework is equipped to evaluate this kind of deal at all. Standard banking regulators review bank acquisitions. Securities regulators oversee investment products. But neither has a clear playbook for a YouTuber with half a billion followers launching DeFi services on a teen banking app backed by a sponsor bank with compliance issues. Warren, as the ranking member of the Senate Banking Committee, does not have direct enforcement power here. But the letter puts Beast Industries on the record. If the company launches crypto features and something goes wrong, the April 3 response, or lack of one, becomes evidence of whether they were warned. What this means for the broader crypto card space. The overlap between creator-driven finance and crypto payment products is growing. Mr. Beast is not the first high-profile figure to bet on bridging crypto and everyday spending for younger users. Several crypto card issuers already target younger demographics. Cast offers no KYC virtual cards popular with younger crypto-native users, and Colo markets its Visa Platinum as a first crypto card with a zero annual fee. The difference is regulatory framing. Existing crypto card providers operate under their own compliance structures. STEP operates under Evolve Bank's banking charter, which means FDIC insurance, consumer protection rules, and banking regulators all apply. Adding crypto and DeFi services on top of that creates a layered compliance challenge that most standalone crypto cards avoid by not holding themselves out as banks. If Beast Industries does launch crypto features on STEP, the 7 million teen user base would dwarf most crypto card providers. For context, most crypto card issuers do not publicly disclose user counts, but the entire crypto card market has been growing primarily through the 18-plus demographic. A product that introduces millions of miners to crypto spending would be a first at this scale in the United States.